KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have cloudy skies, drizzle, 63 degrees in Atlantic. A dense fog advisory remains in effect for a few more counties in our listening area until 10 a.m. The far western counties, that advisory has been canceled. Cass, Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Adams, and Taylor counties currently still in that fog advisory. Also, Carroll and Crawford counties until 10 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Well, citing the need to explore expanding and rewriting a 2010 ordinance concerning dog permits in Atlantic, the city's Community Protection Commission Tuesday tabled action on forwarding a recommendation pertaining to vicious dog permits to the city council. Police Chief Steve Green said there are only two reasons a person would need to have a vicious dog permit.
Number one, the dog has bit somebody, but is still, you know, worthy of redeeming, but we want it insured to, you know, protect against loss, things of that nature. The other one would be if I have a trained guard dog, it is by its training a vicious animal, and I should have to insure against that dog getting loose or something and biting somebody.
Green has his own definition of what constitutes a vicious dog.
To me, a dog that viciously jumps up and attacks the torso of a person or the face of a person, why do we want to issue that permit? I don't care if they got $10 million worth of insurance. You can't put that child's face back on. And there's just no reason to have that kind of animal in the city limits.
Green and City Administrator Doug Harris agreed the current definition in the ordinance is wrong, and given the city administrator control over how those permits should be issued, having not even seen the animal is also wrong.
You don't know if it's bit 20 people. You just have to give it a permit. That's...
And it doesn't even give me the discretion.
As long as they show proof of insurance,
the person's 18 years old and certify that they're going to keep it inside or pinned up, it says you shall issue the permit.
Green is in the process of rewriting the guidelines and definitions for the ordinance. In the other business, the CPC tabled action on truck parking within the city limits because arrangements are in the works to possibly relocate the current parking lot for semis and other similar large vehicles that are not allowed to park on city streets. News time is 8:06.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's that time of year when the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce puts out a call for their Angels of Christmas nominations. For the past several years, the Chamber and Stiefel Nicholas have sponsored the Angels of Christmas Award, a surprise honor that's bestowed upon two community members who symbolize the true meaning of the holidays. The Angels are nominated via written letters of recommendation to the Chamber. The presentation will happen in front of a large audience at the end of the annual free holiday concert at the First United Methodist Church on the second Saturday in December. Nominations detailing the individual or couple's contributions and qualities are due into the Chamber by November 2nd. You can mail those to Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 102 Chestnut Street or email them chamber@atlanticiowa.com. A free holiday concert sponsored by Aunt B's, Monison's, J&R Tax Service, and Unique Salon and Spa, and coordinated by Guy Summers, is scheduled to take place December the 8th, beginning at 7 p.m. Elsewhere in the news, the two incumbent congressmen who are facing off in this year's election had their fifth debate last night. It was contentious as well. Republican Tom Latham of Clive is seeking a ninth term in Congress. Democrat Leonard Boswell of Des Moines is running for an eighth term.
That was my bill, Congressman Boswell. Okay, you voted for it. You said
absolutely. But the...
Can I be allowed to answer the question,
if I may? I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, you have.
The debate was broadcast live last night on WHO Radio, and the moderator began by asking the candidates if they regret the tone of the campaign. Latham answered first.
Congressman Boswell started running immediately very, very negative personal ads against me. So you have to respond. What I regret is the fact that we can't talk about issues, only about personal attacks, and I don't think that's constructive.
Boswell said he had to fire after being attacked by outside groups that support Latham.
Last Christmas, over $1 million spent negative against me before I did anything. Starting March, before we ever got started, the baby is getting up towards $2 million. So I thought, well, I have no choice. I'm going to have to fight back.
About halfway through the debate, the two quarreled about tax policy. Latham favors extending the tax cuts passed during George W. Bush's presidency to all wage earners. Boswell would vote to have Americans who earn $250,000 a year pay the higher tax rates of the 1990s when Bill Clinton was president. Iowa's governor is predicting the state's voters will turn out in record numbers for this year's election, but Republican Governor Terry Branstad said it's going to come down to the wire in the race between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama for Iowa's six Electoral College votes.
A lot of the undecideds are just starting to tune in now. The partisans have long since decided.
And Iowa is among seven states where the candidates will be spending their time and their advertising money in the closing days of this year's presidential contest.
I don't know that we can say for sure, as Iowa goes, so goes the nation, but obviously both sides know how important this is. The president's going to be here Wednesday. Governor Romney's going to be here Wednesday. We're one of the key battleground states, and I think that Iowa could be the deciding factor.
Branstad is nearing the end of his 18th year as Iowa's governor, and today, or rather on Monday, during his weekly Statehouse news conference, Branstad turned to political pundit offering his predictions on the congressional races in Iowa. Branstad argues that fellow Republicans Steve King and Tom Latham will win their bids for re-election to Congress.
In those two districts, I feel very confident for both King and Latham. In eastern Iowa, I think the races will be close. You've got to say that Braley and Lobsack have the advantage, but we could see a surprise in one of those two districts.
Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley is in a rematch this year with Republican challenger Ben Lang, and Dave Lobsack, the incumbent Democrat, faces GOP challenger John Archer of Bettendorf. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, the pool of undecided voters is small, but their importance is underscored by the presidential candidates' intense campaign plans in the days before the election. President Barack Obama alone is set to cover 5,300 miles just today. Republican Mitt Romney isn't relaxing either, with lots of travel on his agenda. Debt collectors and their practices are about to come under the government microscope. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said today that it will add debt collectors to the list of industries it monitors on a day-to-day basis. It says 30 million Americans have debt that is handled by those collectors. The debt collection industry has faced harsh criticism in recent years for its tactics. Microsoft is in hot water with the European Union. The EU's executive arm formally accused the software giant today of failing to comply with a binding agreement to give customers a choice among internet browsers. Microsoft has said a technical error prevented users from seeing the browser choice option. The European Union's Environmental Agency says the EU debt crisis could get in the way of efforts to cut greenhouse emissions. The EU considers itself at the forefront of the fight against climate change, but the environmental arm singled out debt-ridden Spain and Italy as possible obstacles to the effort. And finally, in the news, top cancer researchers gathering in Austin, Texas this week want to know if the state-backed Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas is really serious about its stated mission. Questions have arisen amid high-profile resignations and accusations of political influence at the $3 billion enterprise. News time is 8:12.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, William Bill Murphy, age 76 of Wyota, a longtime Cass County resident, died Saturday in Osceola. Funeral services for Bill Murphy will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Franklin Dwayne Evans, age 69 of Shelby, died Sunday. Memorial services for Franklin Evans will be tonight at 7 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Elmer Andy Anderson, age 80 of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Andy Anderson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Thomas Lee Orweiler, age 38, of Des Moines, died Saturday. A memorial service for Thomas Orweiler will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Marie Alice Wrigler, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marie Wrigler will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center, with a luncheon to follow in the Church Fellowship Hall. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Ruby Claver, age 91, of Carroll and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Ruby Claver will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Bodie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And Robert Bob Pauls, age 82, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Tuesday at Wesley Acres in Des Moines. Services for Bob Pauls will be held at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with the date and time currently pending. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN, brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.